I'm David Aaron, and I am a senior fellow at the RAND Corporation, which is a think tank in Washington, one of the very oldest and most independent, I would say. I have been at RAND for about 7 years, where I've been both the director of the Middle East Policy Program and the advisor to the president on counterterrorism issues. Previous to being at RAND, I was ambassador to the OECD in Paris. I was undersecretary of commerce for international trade. I was the deputy national security advisor to President Carter, and a lot of other things. A real effort has to be made to bridge differences politically between various countries. I think one needs an educational program in every country, an international effort, to deal with the ideology that lies behind this terrorism. Well, I think you can only really combat religious-based terrorism with a better understanding of the religion itself. Passages in the Bible or the Quran or anything else that compels people, in my judgment at least, to commit acts of violence against people who believe a different religion. I'm in favor of, unlike some counterterrorism people, I'm in favor of more teaching of the Quran, not less.
Yes.
Because I think in a proper appreciation of it will completely prepare people to reject these spurious interpretations that have supported violence in various parts of the world. Well, I think it would be useful for there to be some central authority, religious authority, dealing with Islam, and for that matter with Christians and Jews, because I was shocked to discover in my research that there is no such thing as a central authority in Islam. There is the Ummah, there is the group that sort of decides what is just and what is not, and it's collective and it's not centralized, and you can end up with a lot of other different people arguing about it and pushing their own line. I think Turkey has a real role to play in the rebirth of Islamic politics, if you will, in the Middle East and to some extent in Central Asia, because it has, unlike those countries, strong democratic roots. It has the concept of tolerance. I think it is in a position to do a lot of things that would help shape a tolerant Islam and one that can reach out to Christians and Jews as well. Some people have visions of the end times that are pretty horrific and apocalyptic, but there is, of course, as you say, a very positive picture that could emerge from it. I was so struck to discover also in my research that Jesus is supposed to return at the end times. Well, I hope that we're in that transition phase where the violence is mostly behind us and the golden age is ahead of us, that certainly would be, I think, welcome to everyone. And I think your point about the importance of the religions understanding one another and understanding what they have in common is fundamental. When it comes to violence based on religion, I think it's essential that there be more education about the commonalities, so that tolerance is based not only on some kind of abstract stricture, but it's based on real understanding of the basic values that we share. And I think the fact that you all are in this, in the process here of trying to do that, and the Turkish people are trying to find a way to to lead that process is a very good one.
Can I have your last few words, message to the Turkish public?
Well, I guess I would simply say I think what's going on there is quite fascinating. I think it's possibly one of the most important things that's going on in the entire world, Islamic world. And I'm persuaded that it is a philosophy and an approach to not only Islam but to democracy and to other religions that can only be positive. And I hope that the message that in effect Turkey represents will be seen and understood by all faiths and by all of the people who are now emerging from totalitarianism or authoritarianism in the Middle East. Well, I'm delighted that Channel A9 came and spoke to us here, and I would like to learn a good deal more about what your activities are. I have been to Turkey, both to Ankara and Istanbul, and it's a beautiful country, and I've been to Ephesus, several other places, so I really would like to be able to spend some time in Turkey, not just in Istanbul, not just in Ankara, but throughout the country, where it's spectacular.
Thank you very much. I was very pleased to
have you.
Thank you.